Joe Cleary, disconcerted.
You can back up on her, guys. Provide she's clean, get away today, and she'll definitely take some boots.
What's your best runner today?
Disconcerted, Cara, sits there, stands here, kick tyres, light fire.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Disconcerted, just in front, just lasted. Disconcerted has just lasted here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Undersold by the roast caller yesterday, just lasted, really had them in her pocket all the way through. And we got the chockies for Joe Cleary yesterday. Cara, the first time we've ever been to Cara. First time we've ever been outside of
Cara. Cara as opposed to Corowa.
Yes, not certainly not Corowa. Cara, a winner. Disconcerted for Joe Cleary, and it paid $3.30 as well. We took the early money, backed into $3 starting price.
How did his other one go with the all-up situation?
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that happening. Was there an all-up situation?
I think there might have been.
I don't think there was, was there?
There might have been.
According to the spreadsheet, it's just disconcerted at $3.30 the win. Our fourth winner. We are undefeated in March.
We are. Madness.
It is March mayhem around here on the Breakfast Club.
All right, let's get the track information. We're going back to Victoria today. Bendigo is where we are heading, and Bernard Hopkins joins us as track manager. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Bit cooler today. What have we got weather-wise?
Yeah, 21 degrees, a fine day. With a 21 kilometre hour southwesterly. So we're starting the day on a good four.
All right, so good four. Give us all the details.
So good four, penetrometer's 5.45. And the rail about 9 metres. It's gone out from the 5 metre position from last Tuesday. So we're on good clean ground out there.
All right. How long has it been since you've been out at 9 metres?
Back on Caulfield Cup Day.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. So we had a big break in racing over the January Christmas period, and we've done a bit of work to the track and back into it now.
All right. Fantastic. 5.45 is the penetrometer. Rail out 9 metres. Thanks, Bernard. Appreciate it.
No worries. See ya.
The feedback coming through in regards to Joe and the performance yesterday. Mark says, get him back on. Oh, I put a Smart Aleck first four on, took Disconcerted with Field first four. Paid cost 60, paid $14.55. So our man's picked up $1,400 on the back of Joe's sit steer, light flares, or whatever you're saying.
And he also tipped that other horse in and that one too. So a lot of people have taken the all up.
So all of a sudden, after a bit of a drought.
Sit steer, stand cheer.
Kick tires,
light fire.
It's not even easy to say what he's saying.
It's at 6 o'clock in the morning.
All of a sudden, after a drought, the February drought is over and March is a flood with winners, according to us here in the Breakfast Club on the early mail, which means Sam Friedman's under enormous pressure, coming off a Blue Diamond a couple of weeks ago. He's never felt this level of pressure, but he joins us for a couple of runners today at Bendigo. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. Great to have you with us. You've got three for us today at the Nursery of Champions. Race two, number four, Divine Rule, is your first one. It's paying about $3.10 at the coat. Was fourth at Bendigo last time out. Not too far off them. What can we do today?
Look, hopefully she can win. She's been there or thereabouts in all her starts. It's just sort of failed to really finish off her races. She puts herself in a winning position and just has lacked a bit of a killer punch at the end. She was trialling great. Before her first up run, we were a little disappointed on how she finished that off. So out and trip, hopefully she can find the front in the race with not a lot of speed, and we'll just keep building our revs on her and hopefully she can keep running. She's very fit second up now.
Right, very fit. I like that for Divine Rule, race two, number four. At Bendigo today. Race three, number 12. Tick-Tock is also trying to break the maiden status today. Barrier two, Jai McNeil in the saddle, was second last time out at Yarra Glen, only having its third career start today. You got an opinion of this Tavistock filly?
Yeah, well, she's a staying filly. She'll just keep stepping up in trip and she'll just keep improving as the prep goes on. Probably surprised us with how much speed she showed first up. The winner of that race came out and won again, so the form's been really solid. She puts herself into the race, gets in a good spot, and as I said, she's a filly that will just get better as she gets over further. So she's still got fitness to come, but I think she's probably found a really nice race for her to hopefully knock her maiden over.
That's race three, number 12, Tick-Tock. Then you got race seven, number 10, Miss Conduct out of barrier 11. John McNeil in the saddle Again, first up today, first up last time, I can see, was rattled home late at Geelong over the 1300. They just missed behind Miss Guggenheim. Back to the 1300 today, first up. Were you rock hard fit?
Look, she's not completely screwed down. She's got a fair campaign ahead of her, hopefully with some blacktop races in mind in Adelaide. So she does have improvement, but she's a filly we've always had a decent enough opinion of. She's actually the half-sister to Masked Crusader. Hopefully, if we can get some black type on her resume at some stage, it'll be make her a valuable filly. So she's got improvement to come. We will ride her quiet today from the gate and just let her finish off. But I'd be one to follow as she gets a bit deeper into her prep.
All right, that's race 7, number 10, Miss Conduct. What's your best today, Sam?
Look, I think Tick Tock. She's... as I said, she's going to put herself into the race. I trust that she's a very genuine filly that we'll put in. So I think you can certainly have a go at her.
Right, we might just do that. Tick Tock, race 3, number 12, 250 in the early market at tab.com.au. We'll take it and we'll run, Sam. Really appreciate your time as always. Good luck today.
Cheers. Thanks very much, guys.
Good stuff, Sam Friedman. The Friedman Yard going beautifully just at the moment. And Tick Tock. Looks like it might be our investment today, race 3, number 12 at Bendigo, the Nursery of Champions.
I don't think that Sam was going to go with the sit steer, stand cheer, kick tyres, light fires.
I don't think he's that sort of fella.
No.
Friedman's are quite reserved in many respects.
Just the win will be fine.
Well, some of the Friedmans are. The other ones are lunatics. having worked with Richard before, he's a lunatic. In fact, what has happened to my horse up there? I'm going to have to check in. I'd send an email and we'll find out what's going on with the mighty horse.
He's having a rest in the paddock.
I'm not sure if he's got a name yet.
He's being furnished for the spring.
Oh, no, he has got a name. He might be getting set for the big ones. You're right. There might be a campaign being set up at the moment. We'll find out. Hey, Jimmy Bartel has jumped into the studio. It's a bit early because Tony Badden hasn't even read the news yet. But he's going to join us between 7 and 8 and go through a couple of conversations with us. He wants to open the batting with his own topics early doors, which I think is fantastic. Ken Percy still to come. Elise Villani just around the corner. And Jared Lyons from the Brisbane Lions is joining us after 8 o'clock as well. Plenty still to come on the Tuesday edition of The Breakfast Club.